Thanksgiving is still a week away, so of course it's time to start thinking about Christmas, shopping, Black Friday, when stores go out of their way to pull people in and connect them to great deals. This year, finding your way through the shopping masses could be easier than past years, thanks to a new generation of smartphone apps. Joining us now for more on this is Hiawatha Bray. He writes about tech for the Boston Globe, and he joins us regularly. He's also author of You Are Here, From the Compass to GPS, the History and Future of How We Find Ourselves. And Hiawatha, welcome. Always good to find you on our program.
Oh, yeah. Good to be here.
So you write in your column today that smartphones are now indispensable shopping tools. How so?
Oh, well, I mean, good grief. They help you do almost anything you might need to do or know as you go shopping, especially if you're hitting the malls. I mean, just basic stuff like figuring out which aisle to look for. Almost without our noticing it, Google has added all kinds of mapping resources that help you find your way inside buildings. Hundreds of shopping malls, and by the way, also airports, museums, other places, are actually mapped in Google Maps now. If you go to, like, the South Shore Plaza in Braintree, you get a map of it by just zooming in on the Google map, and you can see where all the stores inside the mall are located. You can even go level by level. What's on level 2? What's on level 1? It's inside Google Maps.
How good are these indoor maps?
They're actually pretty good. They're not like the satellite maps where you can see a picture of the store or the booth or something. But they are reasonably accurate maps that you can use to navigate around malls. You know how you go to the mall and you're looking around and you're going, well, where's that little map that tells me where everything is? And they always put it in the most inconvenient possible place. Forget that.
And then often they don't tell you where you are on the map, or at least...
Oh, they usually have a little You Are Here button, another plug for my book. Unfortunately, they don't have that on Google Maps. If you're looking in the map, you have to look around and see what store you're next to. It doesn't have the You Are Here dot. There's a company that developed that called Wayfarer, but they have not caught on. They have this thing where they could actually do like turn-by-turn directions inside the mall, and that's available at the Prudential Mall, but it's about the only mall in the country that uses it. Most places, you're better off with Google Maps. But there's just tons of stuff like that out there. Many of the major stores have their own apps where you can open them and they will see the specials that are available in the store. Like if you go to Target or Walmart and you look up, well, where do I go to find AA batteries? It will tell you, here is the actual aisle in which this store has the AA batteries. You can program it to know which store you're in and it will tell you each location for everything you're looking for in the store.
I'm wondering what retailers get out of this mapping technology, because sometimes it seems like stores are constructed in such a way to kind of keep customers in. I mean, if not necessarily to make sure they get lost, at least, you know, to keep them occupied for as long as possible. And these apps seem to be working against that.
Well, that could be, but I mean, think about it this way. In the holiday season, they're trying to get throughput. They're trying to get people through the store, get them in, get them to buy stuff, get them to leave. And certainly during the Christmas rush, I figure this has got to be good for them. And you know, what I really wish they'd do is what more companies like the Apple stores do. I mean, for years now, if you go to an Apple store and you have an iPhone, there's an app that you can install on your phone, and you can just buy stuff yourself. You just walk up to the item. If it's a small item that's on the shelf, like you want to buy a Bluetooth speaker or a case for your phone, you just activate the Apple Store app, and there's a scanner there. And you touch it. You go beep. If you have a credit card registered with Apple, you pay for it right then and there.
And then you just pick it up and walk out with it?
You just pick it up and walk out. Hold up the phone to show them that you've paid for it. It's right on the screen. You just take it and you go.
You know, another thing I want to ask you about is there's a lot of advertising along the lines of if you can find a better price, we'll match it or beat it. And you write that there are apps that make this a lot easier.
Oh, good heavens. The classic one, which again has been around for a while, is an app called Red Laser. It's currently owned by eBay. And Red Laser is like the ultimate weapon for comparison shoppers. You put it on your phone. It's available for Android. It's available for iOS. And you just point your phone's camera at the barcode. And within seconds, it tells you, here's how much the same product is selling for online. And here's how much you could get it for if you went to the store down the street. Because it knows where you are. And it knows what the price of this item is for all the stores in your surrounding area. It's going to drive people crazy. I mean, you can walk up to them and say, hey, I can get the same thing for $20 less right down the street in another store.
Wow.
And if they're going to do price matching, they got to give it to you.
Knowledge,
it's a great tool.
Knowledge is power. And
here's
a good example of that. So another thing stores are doing a lot with is tracking customers in the store physically, giving them coupons if they walk through a particular area, for instance, right?
Well, they're not doing a lot of it yet, but they want to. They want to really bad. And Apple has pioneered this with a technology called iBeacons. And the thing of it is, it hasn't really taken off yet, but you can see the potential of it because it is currently working in Apple stores, but also in Lord & Taylor's and Macy's. They've added this to all of their retail stores. So if you've got, well, the problem is you have to know which apps to use. For example, there's a Boston company called Swirl. They have an app called Swirl that you use with iBeacons. You put it on your phone, you activate Swirl, and then you walk into, say, Lord & Taylor's. And every time you walk through a department, it tells you if there's something on sale in that department. You walk through the shoe department, it goes, bing, we got a sale on boots. It just pops up on your phone. You walk through the makeup department, pow, we got a sale on mascara. It just appears on your phone. And they're going to be trying to add more and more features to this, including physical navigation, so it'll tell you, bang, you're in this department of the phone of the store, and here's the easiest way to get to some other department of the store. And they're using the Bluetooth radio in your phone to track you. And actually, it has a lot of appeal, but right now, only Macy's and a few other stores like Lord & Taylor and Apple are using it. But there are other systems along the same lines using Bluetooth that are going to be rolled out across the country, and we're going to see more and more of that in Christmases yet to come.
Hiawatha, I have to say, I know some people in my life, I'm actually close to them, they will remain nameless, who are addicted to the idea of sales. So hearing you describe this technology that sort of brings sales to you, wherever you are, I find it frightening.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's kind of great. I hate shopping personally. I love these things because I don't have to go anywhere. I'm the kind of person who's going to buy it on Amazon. But people who love to go out and do this, I mean, it's easy to make fun of the Black Friday people, say they're kind of weird or they're greedy or something. No, for many of these people, this is a social, cultural experience. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's entertainment for them. And I have no problem with that. And some of these things that are available now on your phone are just going to make it light years easier. And I think it's great. For some people, this is half the fun of the holiday. So go to it.
And the other half, I guess, is that big turkey. Hiawatha Bray writes about technology for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly on Radio Boston. As always, thanks, Hiawatha. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, the debate over for-profit colleges. Do they help or hurt vulnerable students? Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.